Hello, Mary. Thank you for agreeing to talk to our listeners here at Mardler HQ. Perhaps you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us what you're going to talk about.
Hello, my name is Mary Beattie. I am a retired infant teacher and I have led a very full retirement. I don't like to sit still, I'm always active. But over the past 3 to 4 months, I set myself a challenge, and the challenge was to raise money for Dementia UK. And my challenge was to swim the channel. And I have swum the channel, not in the sea, but in a swimming pool. And I did 21 miles in a swimming pool.
Which is the length of the
It's
channel,
the
as I
length of the
understand
channel
it.
is 21 miles, yes. So I started it on January the 8th and I finished it on March the 28th. I probably would have finished it a little bit earlier, but unfortunately I was ill in the middle of it, so I had to miss 2 weeks. What I did was I swam 2 miles a week. So I would go on a Monday morning and swim 1 mile. On a Wednesday, I'd do half a mile, and on a Friday, I'd do half a mile. And I did the entire thing at the sports park at the UEA. Now, the sports park swimming pool is a 50-meter Olympic pool. And I calculated that to get the mile in, I had to swim 32 lengths. So I was up early every Monday at 5:15, and I made sure I had a good breakfast. I tried it once without a breakfast, and that was the most silly thing to do because I felt quite ill. So I made sure I had a really good breakfast, and then I left the house at about 10, quarter past six. And drove from my home over to the UEA, parked up by about 10 to 7, and then got into the pool area dead on 7 o'clock.
Did you do it that early so that you were in there on your own?
No, oh no.
No.
That was an interesting thing because I soon discovered that when I got in there to get changed around about quarter to 7, the changing room was absolutely full, and that is because there are a lot of competition swimmers who use that pool, and they were in there from 5:30. So they were all coming out as I was getting ready to go in. I got to know them actually, and they knew what I was doing, and we had a good chat about things. So anyway, 10 to 7, 5 to 7 found me in on the pool side. That swimming pool operates a barrier system. So at certain times of the day, they put a barrier across and it makes one half of 25 metres quite shallow and the other half of 25 metres deep. But the times I went, I made sure that the barrier wasn't there. 7 o'clock in the morning, when the competition swimmers were coming out, I was able to go in. And so I would go in at 7 on a Monday and 7 on a Wednesday. On a Friday, for various reasons to do with the pool, it didn't open to the public till quarter to 10. So that was a later start. But by then, I mean, I'd licked it. So the worst one was the Monday because 32 lengths is a long
It
time.
is. How long does it take?
My slogan was slow as a sloth because I am not a fast swimmer. Believe me, I am really, really slow.
But you must be a good swimmer.
No, I have got stamina. I can keep going, but
Right.
I wouldn't say that I'm a good swimmer, which brings me to one of my very funny stories. I do have a friend who is a very good swimmer. She's quite amazing. She offered to come with me. So I met her one evening because she works all the time and so went into the pool. Now, to do a mile was, as I said, 32 lengths. That particular evening, the barrier was across. So to do half a mile, I had to do 32 lengths. So I was going and swimming along, and she was the other side in a very fast lane. And as I was swimming very slowly, all I could see was her arms windmilling past me the entire time. And when I got out, I said, "Gosh, I'm so tired. I've managed to do my 32 lengths. How many did you do?" And she laughed and said, 99. So
Funny.
that puts it into proportion how slow I am. It was very fast. So that was one quite funny thing that happened. So yes, I kept going every week and I started a GoFundMe page. I put it out to everybody I knew, who in turn passed it on to people they knew. But at present, I have raised £1,221, which is going to go to Dementia UK. The reason I chose Dementia UK was because of my mum. She was originally from Lowestoft, and she was always in the sea. She used to tell me stories about how she was late for work because she'd go in the sea before she went to work. She told me one funny story about how when she went to work, people commented on her wet hair. And she said that was because she couldn't get home to get her hair dry because there was a bridger. Bridger was what the local people called the bridge when it opened up to let the boats through.
Wow,
so she claimed that that made her late because there was a bridger. So we used to laugh about this. So anyway, she was always swimming and she taught me to swim in the sea. Yeah, I can still picture her as quite an elderly lady going in the sea in her shorts. But sadly, she did eventually succumb to dementia. I felt that that was a cause true to my heart. The other funny story, there were quite a few of us standing there and I had got to know two or three people, and one gentleman in front of me looked at the rest of the people in the line and said, "This lady is swimming the channel in the swimming pool," to which a voice behind me said, "Oh, I've done that. I've done it for real."
Done it.
I said, "You've swum the real channel?" And then she said, "Yes, 5 times. I said, "Okay." And then she said, "I'm doing it again in August and I'm doing it backwards." So make of that what you will.
And what stroke did you use?
Breaststroke.
Breast.
Or side stroke. Uh-huh. Or a bit of front crawl.
Yeah.
Or basically anything that will keep me up in the end.
Yeah, yes, understood. So, Mary, the obvious question is, are you going to do it again?
Well, I dare say I will, because, I mean, I've done so much swimming anyway. I intend to carry on, but I will be starting up again next week. And I think, as I said to them, I'm actually just going to go and do a few lengths. I'm not going to go and do this 32-length thing.
No.
And the final thing I would say about it is that I've never, ever liked to use the word boring in my life. I think, you know, things aren't boring. You can always find something interesting in everything.
Oh.
That was boring.
Yeah.
It was so boring. I tried not to be bored by it, but just going up and down and up and down for 2 hours, watching people come and go. And I'd go in at 7 with everybody, and at 9 o'clock, I was the only one in there.
Okay.
And they have to keep 3 lifeguards in there while there's someone in the pool.
Oh,
and
do they?
I had to get that mile in, and it was, it's hard going by the end. And I did find it boring, to the extent that I counted the window panes.
People count bricks, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, yes. And the ceiling and all sorts of things.
Mary, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.